Order, order.
It is time to put the security agencies back in the box from whence they came. They do not have the right to read everybody's email, to watch all of our online communications. In doing so, they are destroying the very freedom that they argue that they are acting to protect.
Greens co-leader Russell Norman leading off Wednesday's general debate as the opposition continued their attack on the country's spy agencies in the face of ridicule from the government's lead speaker.
Honourable Tony Ryle.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I think they used to say it was Reds under the bed. Well, now it's just paranoia from the Greens. And actually, you might have taken a little bit of sympathy from that argument if it wasn't from the Chicken Little of New Zealand politics.
But the Greens co-leader called for more information about spy agencies such as the GCSB.
It is the responsibility of the government of the day, and in particular the Prime Minister, who has oversight of these agencies, to intervene and to tell us what is going on inside the security services in New Zealand.
But Russell Norman's questioning of the Prime Minister about the role of Palantir, an American data mining company, elicited variations on the theme of no comment from Mr. Key.
Mr. Speaker, it's not my practice to discuss the operational capabilities or contracts of the New Zealand intelligence agencies. I do not believe it's in the public interest to do so. Mr. Speaker, in terms of the intelligence agencies, it's not my practice to talk about who they have contracts with and who they don't. In terms of the police or others, I'm not in the position to answer that question. Mr. Speaker, what takes place in terms of the operational matters of intelligence agencies and any company they may contract with is a matter for them, and they wouldn't reference that to me. Mr. Speaker, as I've said on numerous occasions, it's not my policy, nor has it been any other Prime Minister's policy, to talk about operational matters of GCSB or SIS.
A similar response to a question about Palantir embedding employees in government agencies was followed by this request from Russell Norman.
I seek leave to table the job advert from Palantir for embedded analyst in government, New Zealand.
What
from
is the
May.
Source of the document, please?
It is a job advertisement from a company called Palantir, which is a data mining company.
Where's the member got the source of the advert
the
from?
The document is from May 2013, printed off the Palantir Careers website.
Leave us sought to table that document. Is there any objection?
There is.
Finally, the Speaker's announcement that a delegation from Queensland State Parliament, led by the Chairman of their Ethics Committee, was in the public gallery, prompted this question from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Point of order, yeah. Right Honourable Winston
Speaker, my question is really to you and the Ethics Committee from Queensland, and it is, why did they come here?
Order. And that is not a helpful point of order.
Nor was this one from Labour's Clayton Cosgrove.
Save the sausage roll for you, Jerry.
Order. The member knows the rules. He objected to a point of order and then immediately starts his point of order with talk about a sausage roll. That is not helpful to the House, and the member, Clayton Cosgrove, has to learn to behave himself in this House.
Now from the Chamber to the committee rooms in this report from Rhys Lyon.
Making the case for funding of the State Services Commission, which runs the country's public service, was its Minister Jonathan Coleman, who appeared before the Government Administration Committee. The Minister faced scrutiny from Labour's Phil Goth for what he saw as a lack of responsibility from ministers.
I've seen more in the last year of ministers blaming departments rather than accepting responsibility themselves than I've seen in my entire political career, which is quite lengthy. Murray McCully blaming John Allen, Nathan Guy blaming his department for a restructure that was government directed, and the Deputy Secretary of Education taking the fall here, but not the ministers who had the responsibility to push the button and say go live. Where does the doctrine of ministerial responsibility come in? And how do you feel about your colleagues blaming their staff for what they ultimately must take responsibility for?
But Jonathan Coleman wasn't about to break ranks.
Oh, look, I've got nothing negative to say about my colleagues and the way they've acted.
Mr. Gough also had questions about Peter Dunn's recent ministerial resignation.
Why is it that Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade staff, who were believed to have leaked information, had to take evidence on oath, but Peter Dunn was never required to give evidence on oath? Why is there a separate standard for ministers of the Crown suspected of leaking from those who are public servants? who you suspect of the same thing?
I don't think there is a separate standard. I mean, basically it was done expeditiously, through timely manner, decisive action was taken, and a minister has now resigned. And as I said in the House yesterday, if you want to move to a situation where ministers are placed under oath and that you're revealing your phone records as an MP, you're revealing the content of your emails, we could go to that, but I'm not sure if you'd want to.
State Services Minister Jonathan Coleman speaking to the Government Administration Committee considering this year's budget allocation for his ministry.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.